I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget about Vinny's side piece tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Alt 105. It's every Thursday at 7. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gets down with his side piece.
Check me out over
there. She's a little heavy, and I guess we'd call her classic. It's a nice way of saying she's a little older.
Right. Well done. I like that.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, check me out over there. The music. It's Alt 105.3, everyone, on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. So, and we're working on the music right now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There is a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, action speaks louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through paycheck protection programs. Fremont Bank, thank you. All right. Here's what's happening. First of all, the big news is that Gavin Newsom spoke yesterday and said that many communities are going to be able to go to another step or another level of reopening, which includes your hairstylist. Other communities will not. So it's going to involve whether or not you've met certain criteria, and you'll want to call your hairstylist and see if that's where they're at. They're going to also have to do all the stuff, masks and cleaning things and...
Well, they've got to show that they have a plan for keeping people safe, right?
Exactly right. And as we head into summer, graduates, I'm so sorry. I know this week is your week and you're trying to figure out how you're supposed to make a positive thing out of this Minecraft graduation or whatever other weird thing is happening in your school. And I know it's not what you wanted and it's not what you deserve, but unfortunately... Well, no one really deserves a pandemic. At least I don't think.
No. I mean, I'm sure there's some really bad people out there that kind of deserve it, but most of us, nope.
But anyway, congratulations on your accomplishment. I'm sorry you're not getting to party with your friends. But as we look to the fall and consider going back to school, I know it's like, we're not even out yet. Well, you're out. If you're a graduate, you're out. You're good. Good for you. Everybody else is like, I've been out for 2 weeks or 2 months and doing this home thing, what's going to happen in the fall? And no one still really knows. 1 in 5 teachers say they're not returning to the classroom this fall.
Oh.
So,
as in,
for
no
them,
matter what they say, I'm too scared to do it. All right.
Most Americans expect schools to reopen in the fall, but a stunning number of teachers and students say, I'm not going back there. Not right now. No way. No. So that's 1 in 5 teachers. I don't know how many students are going to be, you know, kept home. I for one, would like to hear the plan first before I decide.
Right.
I know we really could use our kid being in school. It would help since mom and dad both work. Her being home is just another thing for us to do.
Right.
Only half of Americans say they would get the COVID-19 vaccine if scientists were able to produce one right now.
Why?
Only half. What's that?
Why would... I don't understand. What is the other half? Why do they think that?
Because they don't know the side effects.
Huh? All right.
You know, I mean, I know that I do the flu shot every year and the side effects are none. I don't feel anything except a little arm soreness, so I'm good with it. So, you know, if that's the case, yeah, I'll do the COVID-19 vaccine. Right. But if they say we're not sure, or one in four people's balls fall off, I'm going to skip. You know,
I don't know anymore. You said you're done having kids. I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah, that's for sure. No kidding. But I, aesthetically speaking, I still like to have.
Oh, you like
all,
the look.
I like it. I like the way that.
Very few people see those, though. It's not like.
Less and less, let me tell you.
Down there.
Anyway. Sheesh.
But if that happens, I might actually want to see a picture of it.
What?
I'll let you know.
You mean with them gone?
Yes. That would be interesting.
Oh, great. Well, anyway, that's the deal. One in five teachers say, I'm not going back. So I don't know where they're going, but they're not going back to school under the current situation as it stands.
I'm here on Zoom. I can control the classroom from this monitor on my desk. Yeah, and so, I mean, and colleges are, you know, some are saying, nope, we're doing it. And others are saying, nope, you're basically doing University of Phoenix.
Right.
And who knows? Something's got to give, though.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Yep.
So, you know that story you told about the young man who was thrown in jail and spent 37 years before he was exonerated? This is one of the ways that happens. And I luckily, in this story, the man who's at fault here ends up getting caught. So here's the story. A former teacher at a Christian school in Macon, Georgia, has been charged with solicitation of sodomy after claiming he was in a hotel room because two black men kidnapped him. He told the police, these two guys kidnapped me and robbed me and then left me to, you know. So there's the story. That's how it happens. You scapegoat a black guy and say that he did this to you, and then a guy goes to jail for 37. I don't know if that's that guy's story,
no,
but that's,
right.
I mean,
I think a rape and stabbing did actually happen.
Christopher Keys, 56, was arrested after they investigated this story about his carjacking and kidnapping.
Here's the story.
The rumor stems from a Facebook post since deleted, which alleged that Keys was at the CVS on May 19th when two black men quickly jumped in his vehicle and put a gun to his head. It then claimed that Keys, a former teacher at a private Christian school, was driven to a nearby motel where the men robbed him and stole his cell phone and $70. Oh. So
is it illegal? Is sodomy... I mean, I assume that means he was hooking up with someone for gay sex. Is that?
That's it. He was answering a Craigslist ad.
Right. And that dude rolled him? And he didn't want him to know?
No, the person who showed up did rob him.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
So he was robbed, but the point is he was there to meet a Craigslist hookup at the hotel. They say this guy's been doing this for a while now. He's been going to this hotel.
Oh, so the people at the hotel already know him, and they're like, what do you mean you were taken here by force? You met up with a dude.
Right. Rather than kidnapped and taken to a motel against his will, he was there to meet another man. And that is where he was reportedly robbed by two men. He fabricated the kidnapping story to prevent his family from finding out that he likes sex with people other than his wife.
You know, is it because he wanted to report the crime because of the actual robbery, and so he just made up somebody else had robbed him? Like, I'm not sure.
I only like sex with my wife.
That guy. Did you hear that guy's divorced from his another wife now?
He is a prince, that dude.
Unwinning.
Duh.
Anyway,
he had Sandra Bullock, for God's sake.
He says he likes to play around, but I'm married to a woman.
But
he
like
didn't want
around.
Because he's a good Christian man and teaches school at a Christian school. He clearly knows what he's doing is wrong, I guess.
I mean,
well,
is that
what
he's wrong in the theology
in his head.
That right, you know. And plus, it's wrong because he's married.
Right. Well,
so really,
anyway,
the wife is the one who's having the wrong done against her.
The guy's phone ended up being chucked into a parking lot just to get it away from the hotel or the motel, and it was found and brought back to him. Mm. Anyway, they've investigated this, and the guy has been busted, and it turns out he just likes sex with men. All of that.
Yeah.
So he could have some sex with some dude.
Well, you know, people go to great lengths to keep what they feel is private, private. I'm more wondering,
including
like, okay,
fingering so, black men.
Yeah, he put the finger on them. That's yep. that was wrong. See, that's the wrong part about this. Obviously, the lying and making up. You know, just like let's throw it on a minority. But my question is like, okay, so he loses $70 in his cell phone. That's what got taken from him by these two guys that rolled him instead of, you know, having fun with him as the Craigslist ad suggested.
Right.
So is it because he wanted to report this? He wanted to somehow be recouped for the $70? He couldn't have just gone, oh, well, that was a bummer.
According to the story, it was a cover up because he was afraid he would be caught for what he was really there for. I don't know all of the details from the story.
Oh, maybe he had to tell his wife, and she was like, you have to report that. Like, oh,
exactly,
yeah,
right.
These two guys. Oh, my God.
Moving on.
It's pretty funny how it all comes out. Everything, the truth comes out. The truth will bite you.
We've got a couple sex stories here. Sex workers in Switzerland have come up with a plan to help brothels safely reopen because everyone wants to get back to normal.
Is it hazmat suits?
No, it's just positions that are not face-to-face is what will be put into position.
I can't even imagine one of those. Isn't that the only way?
They
into each other's eyes.
Two positions will be used to avoid face-to-face contact. I assume I don't need to tell you what they are, but it's so you don't face each other.
Yeah.
Yay.
One comes to mind. I don't know. What's the second
Dogs
one?
And cowboys. You got to think cowboys.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
And
oh, sorry.
Other...
Cowgirls. Cowgirls. Yes. My bad. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Isn't
think dogs and horses.
Just sitting
that's
down?
All. No, but you're. Yeah. It, yes.
It's the same
it
thing.
Is.
Just
you could
down,
just
right?
tip backwards and then there you right. still are. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Sunday, police in Thailand arrested a 24-year-old guy for stealing and having sex with over 100 pair of flip-flops. That's right, sandals. I don't know how he does it.
Does he pull the thong part out of the
You think he'd fit through that little part? No.
I don't know.
Nobody could fit
through there. It, Vinny.
Over the last 2 years, he's stolen 126 pairs of flip-flops from people's homes. Then he takes them to his apartment, and then he loves them.
But how, though?
I don't know. This is
and
one of those.
And why so many pairs? Like, does he just need, like, freshies? Or I don't get
it. Yeah, that's
like, why?
That's easy. I can answer that part. You know, that's
like,
one
oh,
of those
I've
things.
Done those purple ones 12 times. I need a
right.
pair of pink ones.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Is it maybe it's a foot thing. Maybe he just likes seeing people's naked foot in the flip-flop, and he imagines.
This guy, they say, was constantly on the prowl and needed a different pair all the time. He didn't discriminate. His collection includes all sizes, colors, and styles.
Mm.
But he was finally arrested, and at the time, they didn't know about the sexual component of his crimes. But he is now being brought to justice. So,
oh boy, flip flops.
Weird. I'd never heard of that. Have you?
No. I can't even picture. The only thing I could picture is because I always feel like there needs to be some kind of portal. I guess. Maybe you could wrap it around. Maybe that's it, right? Fold the rubber up.
I can't. I don't know. I know I'm the pervert
well,
on the show.
Some of your
show,
thoughts later. You know,
I really
you
don't
always...
know. One last thing that I meant to sort of do earlier in our news report, but health officials in Missouri are now telling every one of the people that was packed into the Lake of the Ozarks party. That was on in the video that went viral.
Yeah.
They're saying every one of you needs to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. The reckless behavior endangers countless numbers of people. But my guess is since they were out doing that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
There's no chance that they're going to lock themselves back in their house for 2 weeks.
Were there known cases at that party?
None that I've heard of yet.
Okay.
But we're waiting on that right now as, you know, the two-week window has opened. So we'll see. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't have time now, but I'll do them on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.